most of the waiting list that we have now for housing, if it's social housing or private housing, is for smaller family units. There's an opportunity now for townhouses to be built, maybe two up, two down or whatever, and nice developments and town centres.
One of the key issues in any discussion on dereliction is going to be property ownership. Is it widely known who owns the various properties in these parts of Ballybofest Norah that you believe could be used in a pilot project, or is establishing ownership and taking possession of buildings going to be a problem?
No, I think from over the years been involved with Tidy Towns and things like that, and speaking to a lot of property owners, there's been different issues there. They hadn't got the money to do them up. There were family legacies, or the planning conditions were that strict that it was just impossible. It was too costly and wasn't suitable. This new scheme cuts through a lot of that. It allows now for them to be turned into housing where the big demand is, and commercial if they wish to be. So the government now has also got the power of CPO that they can go on. If there's a dispute among families that's been on for decades or centuries or whatever, they can go on now and buy it. They can work with developers, they can work with the property owners, or they can simply go on and CPO it. And if they can get a number of buildings together, and there has been good examples done down the country, and I would ask that Ballybofey would be piloted for this occasion to take it out. And if it works there, obviously it will work in the other towns that we see, unfortunately, throughout the county, especially on the main streets. And it's a 1-1 that we urgently need houses. The policy of the government and the funding is there, so we need to get on.